B2B or not B2B? That is e question. Whether 'tis nobler for the resume to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous investor disinterest, or to cut losses against a sea of market troubles and by cutting, end them. To sell out, to sleep, and by sleep to say we end the delusions of first mover advantage, venture capital backing, and options, options, options that didst make our eyeballs blaze. Perchance to return to the old economy job if the spot be still open. Oh, seems a consummation too cushy to admit to work normal hours in a normal office peddling a normal product, say, foot gel or a heavy meat sauce. Aye, there's the rub. For what may come when we have shuffled off this incessant web must give us pause. For who could bear the whips and scorns of dress-down Fridays, weekends off, a 401k match, and a bald-headed boss? Who could be to see burdens bear, to grunt and yawn and regularly deposit paychecks backed by the full faith and credit of Goldman Sachs? To never again glance hourly at the blips and dips of the tech-heavy NASDAQ on Yahoo Finance? Doth then the dread of a consumer products position, from whose cubicle no worker returns, weaken the will and make us rather bear the ills we have than fly to those that would bore us to death? Doth? Nay, for salary does make cowards of us all and make us to cry out, take me back, MetLife! Take me back, PNG! This dot-com stuff be not worth the chip it be written on. Hello again, Coke and Pepsi. Hello again, Shell. I'm back, National Starch. Hello, Coke? Shell? Hello? Hello? Oh.
Alas, poor URL was penned by Richard Pliskin, a writer from Princeton, New Jersey, and performed by Rich Silverstein, an undergraduate drama major at Yale.